AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. White House and GOP negotiators are straining to reach a deal to curb federal spending and lift the nation's debt limit before the default deadline. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We know it's not easy.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's crunch time at the Capitol, with the government potentially running out of money to pay debts Thursday.
We get a deal this weekend, do you think?
It's possible.
But
we continue to have major issues.
GOP negotiator Garrett Graves says Democrats continue refusing stiffer work requirements for people receiving federal aid for food and health care. Republicans won't back down either.
Hell no, not a chance.
The two sides are moving closer to bridging spending differences and a deal to lift the borrowing limit for 2 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A judge has sentenced two Army veterans who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2 years ago, to prison terms. Jessica Watkins gets 8.5 years behind bars, while Kenneth Harrelson gets 4 years in prison. President Biden has honored the Louisiana State women's basketball team for its NCAA championship. The president heralded the players for their performance and the way they have helped advance women's sports. The ceremony was halted for about 10 minutes after forward Samaya Smith appeared to collapse as she and her teammates stood behind Biden.
Folks, it's okay. We're getting... Put some water.
LSU said in a statement that Smith felt overheated, nauseous, and thought she might faint. She was evaluated and able to rejoin the team. Later, the president welcomed the UConn men's championship team for its own celebration. This is AP News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill limiting gender identity instruction.
Teachers in Iowa will be banned from raising issues about sexual orientation or gender identity to students through the sixth grade. Governor Reynolds says this puts parents in the driver's seat when it comes to their children's education. The law also means the removal of all books depicting sex acts from school libraries. Religious books would be exempt. Also, school administrators would be required to notify parents if students ask to change their pronouns or names. Keenan Crow with the LGBTQ equity group One Iowa says this legislation punches down on a vulnerable group of kids and it benefits no one. I'm Ed Donahue.
A hungry black bear barged into a garage of a Connecticut bakery, scared several employees, and then helped itself to 60 cupcakes before running off. Workers at Taste by Spellbound in the town of Avon were loading cakes into a van for delivery Wednesday when the bear showed up. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.